Nick Orff, can you explain to me the origin of the RSC nicknames that you've created for One and All?
Many of the nicknames just flow naturally from someone's name. Like yours, for example, Austin Titcher. The Titch.
Yeah.
Big Red Titch.
Yeah.
You know, these are all simple enough nicknames.
But in my, for instance, Big Red Titch, is that ironic? Am I big and red?
It's not literal.
It's you're not literal. Okay.
And it's not ironic because you're not small and blue. Then it would be ironic.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are. Thanks for subscribing or for streaming or for downloading and listening on your computer or MP3 player. I'm Austin Titchener, one third of the Reduced Shakespeare Company, and you're listening to this week's Reduced Shakespeare Company podcast, number 115, We Get Nicknames. Call it a special skill, call it a superpower, but RSC actor Mick Orff has given all the members of the Reduced Shakespeare Company our very own nicknames. As you'll see in this week's podcast, the assigning of specialized nicknames is an exact science. You'll also discover that we have way too much time on our hands on the road, and that we'll talk about anything if it'll fill a podcast.
I'm gonna back up just a second to the true origin of the nicknames. It was one time you and I were in a rehearsal for something, and there was others around, and we were talking about, it might have been at the very beginning, might have been when I was first hired.
Mm-hmm.
You and me and Brent Tubbs were in your backyard. I was learning books.
Right.
And
as we often do, we weren't rehearsing, we were chatting.
Yeah, we were BSing instead of rehearsing. An hour and a half rehearsal spread out over 5 hours, right? Just as you just said about Johnny Carson. So anyway, you know, I guess we all got on pretty quickly, got along well very quickly, and started in with the nicknames. And somewhere in there, I called myself Kid Orff, or you called me Kid Orff, I think you did.
Mm-hmm.
And we called you the Titch or Big Red Titch. And then Brent Tubbs, obvious nickname for him, Mr. Tubbs.
They call him Mr. Tubbs.
They call him Mr. Tubbs, right.
Yeah.
And but then I remembered the boxer Ronaldo Snipes, who used to say, call me Mr. And on all of his, the people, all his trainers and stuff all had jackets that said Mr. Snipes.
Oh, okay.
And on his belt it said Mr. Snipes. And of course on his robe.
Sure.
And you, Austin, said in the Bible show, because you're all naked at the beginning, you have robes that you wear. And you said, wouldn't it be cool if we had those big silk boxing robes and we put our nicknames on the back? Kid Orff, the Titch, Mr. Tubbs, Dominic, you call D Crush. And then we said, Jerry.
For Jerry Kernian.
Which is no nickname.
What I like about Jerry as a nickname is that it isn't a nickname, but it sounds like it is, but it isn't.
And if you know Jerry, it's plenty. It sounds intimidating and tough, and you know, like he could kill you.
But now you've applied the nicknames to everybody involved with the Reduced Shakespeare Company.
This is true. I like for everyone now in the company to have a nickname. We're in fact here in the apartment right now of Elaine the Great Dane Randolph.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Very good.
We're joined by Chelsea Cash Cashin, or Two Drink Drunky Pants. That's not really that tough of a, or intimidating of a nickname, but still fitting.
But on her it really works.
That's right.
More of a fact of Five Eye.
Five Eye, that's nice. That's very nice.
What's the origin of Five Eye?
We played poker in Rolla, Missouri, and we didn't have enough chips for everyone, so I found these little, like, glass-eye-looking things that were in a potted plant and gave everyone two of them and said, okay, those are $500 chips.
Oh, okay.
And Chelsea was the big wiener that night,
right.
The big winner, and so she had like five or six.
Should we start calling her the big wiener? Is that another nickname?
That's mine.
Oh, that's yours. Sorry. Now, and we also got Matt Rippey over here now,
yes,
working with us on this side of the pond now,
yes,
so he gets one too?
Well, the intimidating, tough-sounding nickname, of course, for him is Rip Your Lungs Out for Rippy, or just Rips. But last night we came up with a terrific fitting nickname for him.
Yeah.
And I think it would sound nice on the back of a silk boxing robe as well, is Slim Goodbody.
Yay! Yeah. It also sounds like a name he could record an album under, you know?
Yes, absolutely.
His not
to intimidate anybody with a name like Slim Goodbody.
It could be your nom de song. But you have nicknames for other. My favorite nickname is the one you gave Michael Faulkner.
Oh, yeah, The Sound and the Fury.
Which,
which I didn't. I just thought that was so funny because it's Michael Faulkner, who's the least soundful and furious of any guy I know. But it was weeks later that I went, oh, William Faulkner wrote Sound of the Fury. Oh, my God, I missed it completely.
Yeah, yeah, it's a William Faulkner line.
And his name, of course, is Faulkner. But then also, though, it's multi-tiered thinking. It's multi-level thinking because it's not just the name of a Faulkner novel.
True.
Doesn't it sound like, you know? Like if you had that, the guy that says, let's get ready to rumble. Introducing him.
Yeah.
And in this corner, weighing in at, 192 pounds, wearing glasses, standing 6'2",
dripping wet,
with a degree from UC Santa Cruz, Michael, the Sound and the Fury Faulkner. It just sounds like something that would be unleashed upon you.
And his opponent would be quivering in his boots,
Just hearing that name.
Until Faulkner steps out under the ring.
Yeah. And then,
and then the intimidation factor would go away.
Just kidding, Michael.
And then where do you go? And where do you go from this? Where do you go with this talent of yours? This.
Well, that's the thing. I don't know. It's one of those strange gifts,
Mm-hmm.
In a way, it's almost, it's a blessing and a curse at the same time because I waste so much time figuring out nicknames for people. And then what do we do with it? Nothing.
You know what? We make a podcast out of it. That's what we
do. That's right. That's right.
You could be writing a symphony, and instead you're making nicknames.
That's right. I could be mowing my lawn. Instead, I just sit there with a computer, pen and paper, pencil.
Yeah.
Kids, get out of here. I'm making up nicknames. We'll play Monopoly later.
I'm going to say that is time well spent.
I just finished a tour Jeff Marlowe, who we of course we called Lowdown, and Red Bull, both of which sound tough and good on the back of a robe. That's basically the criteria: is if this would look good on the back of a robe,
right.
Or you could say their name and then the nickname in quotation marks.
So it's,
in between
so
it.
So it's got a. I need that now. So it's got to sound good in addition to. Looking good.
Yes, exactly. You need to be able to picture it on the back of a robe and hear it well,
Mm-hmm.
Dustin Sullivan, of course, has...
Which sounds like a great Irish boxer name already.
Already, yes. Yeah. John L. Sullivan, of course,
right.
the famous drunk boxer. And
is there any other kind?
No, there aren't.
Okay.
And then, so he's called Holstein is one.
And now you have to explain Holstein for Dustin. Why is that?
Because when we all go out, after a show, everybody gets a beer or whatever. Or, maybe you don't drink. Dustin does not drink.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. But he doesn't get a Diet Coke or a club soda or just say nothing for me, thanks.
Yeah.
He gets a milk. He gets a glass of milk. And he is also like the all-American boy. He gets apple pie. He gets, a glass of milk. He's sweet and nice and all things good. And Holstein, of course, is a dairy cow.
Right.
But you can't call him cow.
No.
Holstein. It kind of sounds tough, doesn't it?
It does. It's the toughest of the dairy cows.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah.
It would kick an Angus's ass. And then, of course, and I mentioned the All-American Boy, and that, of course, brings us to Dustin's other nickname, which is Golden Boy.
Golden Boy, which is a great boxing name. Clifford Odets's play.
Based on boxing.
But then, for some reason, turned into a musical with Sammy Davis Jr., which I never kind of understood.
Maybe that's how Sammy got the glass eye. It got punched.
Oh, no, it was earlier when he was a kid, I think.
Like Rocky. Picture Sammy Davis Jr. as Rocky Balboa going, Mick, you got to cut me, babe. Open the eye.
Cut me, babe. Cut me.
Cut me. And I mean that.
Adrian.
Yo, babe.
Yo, babe. Please stay tuned for other bad Sammy Davis impressions right after this.
This is David Starzyk, Bradley Scott from Desperate Housewives and Other Things, and you are listening to the Reduced Shakespeare Company podcast.
Where can you see the RSC? The 537 city tour of the Bible, the complete Word of God abridged in the UK.
I think I might have slightly exaggerated that number, continues this week at the Theatre by the Lake in Keswick in the UK on the 17th. At the Eastwood Park Theatre in Giffnock. Giffnick? Uh-oh, I hope I said that right. On the 18th. The Eden Court in Inverness. Oh, Inverness. Say hi to Nessie. And the Theatre Royal in Glasgow on the 21st. Go to reduceshakespeare.com for ticket and venue information. And now back to Mick Orff's RSE Mick Names. Now, most of this week's podcast was recorded last December in Miami. But we just had a brief update just this past weekend in Princeton, where our Chicago stage manager, Jill Yetsky, was also subjected to the Mick Orff Mystique.
Anyway, bearing in mind that it has to be on the back of a bathrobe, a boxing robe, a tough name that's still fun, that still captures some essence of your personality, your nickname, Jill Yetsky, is Ditka.
Okay.
Yeah!
Thank you. I'll take it.
Do you like it?
Do you guys like
it?
I heard a little smattering of applause there. Very nice.
And what's the thinking there behind Ditka?
Well, you have to admit that she does sound like the super fans when she talks.
But I don't say the Bears. I say the Bears.
Let's run the second act.
All right, I like it.
And so basically, it's just that, okay?
Okay.
There you go. And come on, Mike Ditka was a tough son of a bitch. Still is.
Absolutely.
All right.
And you've also updated Brent Tubbs's nickname as well.
True enough. That's right. He'll always be Mr. Tubbs to all of us, and that does sound very nice on the back of a boxing robe. However, another nickname that he earned and is true in his blood is Compass.
All right, what's the etymology of compass?
Brent Tubbs is a human compass.
He's a human GPS.
He can find...
Turn left.
He can get us out of any jam. If we're lost, this kid is like, it looks like we should go over this way. And you just close your eyes and trust him. Don't close your eyes if you're driving.
On the road,
but just
on stage?
Ooh, that's good.
Is he a
good
compass question. On stage?
That's a good question. I can't answer that.
It's your Native American heritage. You're tracking. It's tracking is in your blood.
It's my scent. I can smell it.
We've gotten lost in foreign countries. We've gotten lost in cities we've never been to before. And the kid always, always knows where he's going.
But you've also had nicknames for people that aren't touring with us currently.
Oh, yes, yes. Yeah. I mean, everybody that I have worked with at some point has a nickname.
Yes.
Believe it or not, I sent out an email with everyone. That's how into this I am and how much of a boner loser I am that I'm doing this all day. If I've worked with you, you've got a nickname. Lizard.
For Liz Fitzpatrick, our wardrobe.
Of course. Mm-hmm. Matt McClain, Mateo, and I had a tougher one for him, Papa Chulo.
Oh, ooh, nice.
That sounds like a European band that he listens to.
I think actually it means like the love man in Spanish or something like that. But if you say it, Papa Chulo, it sounds like getting your face punched in. let's see.
Matt Croak,
fast hands.
Ooh, why?
Well, actually, I had to.
Not because he's a masher on the road.
No. No, but I had to talk to him about this because I had given him a couple on my own that I came up with, like Sandbox, I called him, which doesn't sound that tough unless you think of like Sandbag or something like that.
Right.
Sandbox.
Because he has kids? Oh, because of his company, DVD Playground.
DVD Playground. It was just like a stream of consciousness, like Playground.
I get it.
I can't call him Swing Set, the slide, but Sandbox, that sounds tough.
I like the slide, I have to say.
Yeah. All right. We'll put that in the, that's parenthetical. We'll put that towards the end of the list. But then he told me about a nickname when he was a kid. Matt, I hope you don't mind me telling the world, all 12 listeners about this, but he was called Fast Hands because he some like go in the closet with the girl game that you play, and he made the right move at the right time and had the fast hands, and all his friends were like, hey, Fast Hands, you're Fast Hands, and then they called him that for a long time, and that's perfect. Fast Hands, picture his hands,
yeah.
Fists of Fury.
Fists of Fury.
See, that, and that's funny too, because you don't think of Matt Croak as being a player.
I don't.
But apparently, but apparently when he was 11.
Yes, that's right. Back in the makeout days, he was. Well, because back in those days, it wasn't necessarily about being smooth, was it? It was about having the nads to get in there and do it. And if nothing else, he may not have moves to be a player, but Matt Cook has nads.
Fast nads?
Fast nads? You don't want a nickname like that.
No, you don't.
Doesn't speak well.
And Allie, the office manager, Allie Bostad?
Wonder Bread.
Why is that?
Another one of those that started with a stream of consciousness things. Allison, her real name is Allison. Okay. And then she said, how about Alice in Wonderland? And I'm like,
ooh.
And I was like, how about Wonder Bread?
Yeah.
And also, because Allie is not unlike Dustin, a little like, you know, cute and sweet and all
American. All American, clean cut.
Exactly. Yeah. So Wonder Bread, white bread, you know, perfect.
How about Badass Bostad?
I kind of like.
That's nice.
Badass. Allie Badass Bostad.
Yes. I mean, it does have foul language in it.
True. And it's as opposed to nads.
But see, your obsession with nicknaming people is out of control because it's extended now to Ophelias, to egos, to people on the front row. I'm not sure we can mention any of those nicknames.
I'm now giving audience members nicknames that I've never even spoken to. I'm like, hey, what about Legs Diamond in the front row there? Or Talkie McChats a lot. Or Sandwich Lady.
Yeah, Sandwich Lady with the crinkly sandwich wrapper. Oh.
Now I've forgotten. I've left out a couple people. Zach Moore. Come on.
Oh right. What's Zach?
Well, easiest one of all is Z.
Yeah.
Or Zed.
Yeah.
Dominic D. Crush Conti suggested Z Tower or Guitar Hero.
Ooh, I like Guitar Hero, I have to say.
And it's, or maybe Michael suggested Guitar Hero and Dominic suggested Z Tower. But that's a play because his band, Hero Destroyed, so you got the hero.
Uh-huh.
Zach plays guitar.
Right.
Sounds tough.
Like it.
And it's current. It's pop.
Like it. Like it. Yeah. It's down with the kids.
That's right.
Babe.
Babe. And I mean that. And then of course, our, the big man. The
Noggin?
Noggin Martin. Reed Noggin Martin. Doc Martin. The Martinator.
Oh, I like the Martinator.
Thank you. Yeah. And read my lips.
That's right. That's right. When he steps out on the stage, an audience has been Martinized.
That's right.
Yeah.
1 hour Martinizing.
That's it for this week's Reduced Shakespeare Company MickCast. Send us your micknames via email to feedback@reducedshakespeare.com, or you can find us at facebook.com and at myspace.com/reducedshakespeare. You can leave us a voice message using the microphone on your computer just by clicking the RSE voicemail button on our podcast page, and you can follow us on Twitter at twitter.com/reduced. Thanks, as always, to Rip Your Lungs Out, Matt Rippey, Fast Hands, Matthew Croak, music by John Weber and GarageBand. Our random fan shout-out this week goes to Steve Keller. No reason, it's just random. Special thanks to David Starzik. Catch him for the next 3 weeks on Desperate Housewives. And very special thanks to the Cleaves in Princeton. You know why. And thanks to all of you for listening. I'm the Big Red Titch. 115/345 of the Reduced Shakespeare Company.
Oh, dude, that was 14 minutes. That might be the whole entire podcast on it.
This podcast is a production of the Reduced Shakespeare Company, reducing expectations since 1981. Go to reducedshakespeare.com for performance dates, actor bios, email newsletters, and so much less.
And so much less. And so much less. And so much less.